expenditures with no increase in taxes. And the problem is to get a formula that combines those last two groups.
Those last two groups, I'm for those last two to do it, but if Wilbur's got 15, I don't see you close to it. But I don't believe you can get one vote to cabinet for that. I don't believe you can get one vote to, among the people who are normally Democrats. And I believe that where we are, if we're counting Dick Daley, and we're counting Dick Hughes, and we're counting Roger Brannigan, and we're counting Ohio, and we're counting Bill Barr and Philadelphia, we've got 1,400 votes. And we go to cut the guts out of them, and I know what I'm going to hear from them. And I know what I'm going to do. I was just sure as I know my name, Lyndon Johnson. They're going to say I sold out to the Dixiecrats, John Williams, and I got us in all this mess, and we got over winning Williams' fiscal responsibility thing, but by God, I'm blowing up everything in Southeast Asia, and I'm blowing up all the cities here at home. And Bobby Kennedy's going to be the number one guy, and if he wrote my conduct, that's what he'd recommend I do. And that's what Teddy would do, and that's what Mansfield, hold them down a little bit. I'll call Wilbur, and I'll call Dick Russell, and you go and see Wilbur, and whatever Mahon, whatever that meeting is, and...
Well, I'll just turn off on the Senate then. Until these things are behind us.
If it means that, if you mean by turning off, I don't know what we got turned on. If they are asking us to commit to the Williams proposition, the answer is I've turned it off the other day. I told Mike Manico. He said, Smither said he got snow right now in an hour or so, he and Mansfield. And I said, well, now I'm not going to go on anything with my recommendation of Williams. It's got $6 billion in expenditure that Mills is not signed on with, and it has no exceptions to it. And that's what the author of the thing is. Well, except Smathers is going to do it anyway. I said, all right. But I don't want Smathers speaking to you, but the paper is.
What I'm asking.
Smathers is a Johnson supporter.
What I'm asking you, too, is not that, but it's a 10-10-5 that has the exceptions and has the obnoxious Williams things knocked out that would be sponsored as a substitute measure by Mansfield and Dirksen. That's the proposal I have, and the one that we would attempt to rally around.
Well, if Wilbur and the appropriations group would look with favor on that, it's... have better than a 50-50 chance, I would certainly take a good, careful look at it, man. I think sympathetic. But I don't think you've been in position to offer that. I don't think you got that. I just think that's what you're hoping. I don't believe Williams will buy that. Smither said he wouldn't. And he won't give an inch. And I don't think you got it, man. I don't believe that you got those 30 votes you're talking about when you split him. But if you could do that, and Mills wouldn't get mad at us, would consider seriously taking it, I would not say it's bad.
We don't only have to have Dirksen to pull.
You'd have to have Dirksen. You have to have a hell of a lot more than you got, in my judgment. I just hope. But if you could do that, if they would do it, that I would say I wouldn't want. Going around Bobby Kennedy saying the president's up here trying to cut the budget $5 billion. But if Dirksen and Mansfield, without getting up there, I don't want, like I read in the paper this morning, Smathers speaking for the administration and doing this. One of this damn, I guess this Washington Post article. I'm afraid that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wind up being, it's going to be the Williams Johnson Smathers deal. I don't want to get in that because I think that'll ruin me. Just like getting in Lesser, Benson, and Birch Company. I know the other's going to run us. You don't need to remind me of that. I know that. But I think we better try to get something that Wilbur will stand on. I'll ask him. I'll try to talk to Russell over the weekend. And we got till 12 o'clock, I guess, to tell Smathers and them and see if Dirksen and Mansfield are willing to buy this, and if Williams will vote for it. I don't think Williams will. And if he doesn't, I think the Curtises and the Millers and the damn reactionary Republicans will go with Williams. And you'll have Mansfield and Dirksen probably and 12 Democrats and maybe 8 or 9 Republicans. But if you could put them all together on this, where you could get your 30 Republicans as you count, and Wilbur wouldn't get mad. I think we could get him the Democratic vote. He's got 30. I think we could get 20.
Well, you take his pulse on that, then. I think it makes a lot more for you to do it than it does for me to do it.
Okay, I'll do it, and we'll get together in the morning. I think we'll talk to the fiscal thing anyway again in the morning with the council, you and Martin and the cabinet, if we can come in without their getting in the paper. What's your judgment on it?
I think it's up to you. I think if they knew...
I'm willing to do it. I told you my judgment. Now, what is your judgment? That's what I...
Well, my judgment is that you ought to have them in and hear them and hear. Let us present it. I know I'll be as popular as a snuff, but let's do it.
They don't like you. It's just a question of what it does to them. How it does, but I think they ought to see the facts live. I say it. I think it's tragic. I'm for fiscal responsibility. I tax it $20 billion.
Well, you're going to get this ceiling on there anyway, I'm convinced. I don't think that the Congress is going to go home without gutting these programs. I think it's a question of whether
the knife is wielded with
the tax bill on the books or whether the knife is wielded without it.
I think that's right. Last year, while we got it wielded, didn't get any taxes. I think that's what they're liable to do, but I think they screwed.
Oh, maybe. Bowler's going to put it on every appropriation bill that comes through. And then
is he going to put on?
5%? He's going to put on a ceiling.
5%?
Oh, something, I would think something worse than that.
Well, that's what he had last year.
And then in the final, along towards the end, he's going to put on an overall ceiling, and what he's asked for is $178 billion. It's the $8 billion figure. Now, Smathers got Williams to come down to 6, and that was as far as he could get him to go. But Williams' initial proposal, which has been worked out with Bo on the Republican side, was from 186 to 178, $8 billion cut in expenditure with no exception. Now, Williams' initial exceptions were Vietnam and interest on the public debt. Now he's broadened that to include a number of other things. But his bill, the one that they have offered as an amendment, has unacceptable features we couldn't live with. And I think Smathers understands that. He just didn't want Williams to get the whole make it appear that Williams was the only fellow that was for a package deal. But Smathers knows, and his program is to take out the objectionable features of the Williams bill, have a 10-10-5 package which Mansfield and Dirksen would join in offering. Now, whether Dirksen could get Williams to go along or not, I think Williams is a wrecker. He's a spoiler. He's out to prove just one thing, and that is the Democratic Party and the president are irresponsible and not capable of ruling.
Well, isn't that a worthy endeavor to tell Dirksen to try to see if that's something that you can sell, see what Williams will do? Just say, if you can get him to do it, I'll try to make my sale. Isn't that a worthy undertaking?
That's right. That's our plan.
You do that, and I'll work on Wilbur and see what he says.
All right, sir.
Okay.